Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin this meditation as we always do, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll entitle this meditation, Running to the Empty Tomb. When life feels empty, God fills it with resurrection hope. And as always, let's come into God's presence and begin with an introduction of faith and hope and love, right? That's the way we begin to come into God's presence and get our heart in tune with Him. So pray with me in your heart. Lord, I believe in you. I believe you're here present with me. You want to speak to me now by meditating on your word, on your gospel. You're present to me. You're forming my heart, and I believe that. And I trust that I place my faith in you, my risen Savior, right? You conquers every darkness. And we hope in you, Lord. We hope in your promise that no tomb is final. No death is ultimately victorious, that you always bring new life where we only see kind of closure and endings. And we love you, Lord, with all of our hearts. We trust that your resurrection draws us closer to you, right? Each day closer and closer to you. So help us to love you, to help our hearts to hold on to this truth of your ultimate victory today and always. And amen. You can also give thanks, maybe make an act of humility, anything that'll help prepare your hearts and your spontaneous kind of union with the Lord in preparation for this meditation. And then, as always, then we go to the reading of the gospel. We're going to read John 20, 1 to 9. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved. And she told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciples went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciples also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scriptures that he had to rise from the dead. So we just let that sink in, right? And meditate. And what strikes me in a first point is that running toward the empty tomb, right? I just think of the times when my life has felt empty, right? Maybe a lost opportunity, a failure, maybe a strained relationship, lack of connection, spiritual dryness, maybe after years of routine. And like Mary Magdalene in the dark, we can feel confused, right? And grieving. And feel like we're coming up against a stone, a rolled, like a closed opportunity that doesn't give life. But what strikes me about Mary Magdalene is she doesn't stay frozen. She moves toward the tomb and then toward others, towards truth, right? God invites us to do the same. Whenever we run up against what feels like death, what feels like obstacle, what feels like dryness, run to him, to prayer, to union with him, to others who we trust. And that even when we don't understand, right, let that urgency that was confusion at first, right, spark us into an action of going towards the Lord to discover resurrected faith, right? So in your daily life, when emptiness hits or anything else, run to Jesus. He's already waiting at the tomb of your struggles to bring new life, new power, and new connection, new opportunity of union with him. A second point is believing before you fully understand, right? Peter and the beloved disciples see this empty tomb, right? They see the cloth, they see it separated, right? But then they don't yet fully grasp what the scriptures meant, what Jesus himself had foretold so often. And yet Peter doesn't see it, but the beloved disciples who rested on the heart of Jesus, who had a heart for him, he saw and he believed. And that just speaks to me, like, as busy adults, right? Key is faith that grows through being able to see God's action and seeing his presence. It's quiet a moment of prayer, unexpected kindness or patience of someone, maybe a scripture verse that hits home. Like, we don't always have to have all the answers up front, but we can trust, go to Jesus and see those little signs of his presence, of his victory, and believe, right? Those daily signs can build up deeper, kind of strong personal relationship with Christ, the risen Lord, that even amidst kind of unanswered questions, even amidst emptiness and a tomb that we don't see Jesus where we thought we'd find him, those little evidences of his presence can really strengthen our trust and our love in him. Another point that strikes me about this gospel is the power of personal witness. Like Mary's testimony, when she comes back and says, they've taken the Lord. Like that witness of the lack of Jesus gets Peter and John running. Even though she was imperfect and maybe emotional and desperate, her running to the rest and telling them, that telling her story sparks them to get engaged, to go look for Jesus themselves. And how our own stories, wherever we're at in our process of faith, wherever we're at in discovering the Lord, whether it's a moment of dryness or difficulty, to tell our story, to share our journey of faith with others, can even move them into action. Right? Whether we're in a moment of peace or we're in a dramatic moment, sharing honestly where our hearts are with the Lord, with friends and family and coworkers, can really spring them into, wow, I want to go seek the Lord as well. And that can even strengthen your own bond with God, being honest about where we are in our pursuit of the Lord. So don't hold back. Don't reserve your story, whether it's at a high or at a low. It's just part of being an apostle of Jesus that shares our seeking the resurrected Christ. And as we tell our story and share it with others, Christ can then impact them as well. So as you wrap up your prayers, you reflect on these truths and you start your own dialogue with the Lord, I encourage you, formulate some resolution. So when you face an empty moment of doubt or routine or pause or some tomb, some death in your life, spiritually or physically, quick prayer of faith, turn to the Lord, learn to see the signs of his presence to spark hope, maybe some kind act of love, of faith, of generosity, even in the midst while you're struggling and still searching for the Lord. Maybe tell your story, share your witness with others, let that spark other people to action. So may the peace of the resurrected Christ kind of inspire you to continue to grow in your own faith. God bless. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.